No. Stunning. Until yesterday, we heard by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas, we heard some verses of this Damodastra. So here, the author is praying that, now Prabhu, your especially you should especially be happy with me. Why should you be happy with me? Because even if you bestow mercy on me, then don't bestow such mercy on me that I'll get good house, family, wealth. Because whatever you give me, I'm very greedy. I will take all of that and I will run away. I will not remember you. I will not come near you. I will not keep any relationship with you. Because as many things as you give me, I cannot take responsibility for them. It's very difficult for me to have the mood that you have given me. If you give me dharmartha kam moksh, salakya samipya sarshti sarupya, if you give me all these different types of liberation, how will I be able to follow you? As it is, I'm already ignorant, forgetful. And then slowly, I'll realize that your mercy has not really been factually bestowed upon me if you give me all these things. We'll give you all these things, but Prabhupada Mat Kainai. Once we achieve this post, then we get so much arrogant. We get very proud. Become very proud. They don't realize that Prabhu, everything is yours. Whatever has been given is only meant for your service. Very difficult for us to engage in your service. That time we think this is mine, this is yours. What is mine is mine, and what is yours is yours. And what is yours is also mine. Then the mood comes, I, me and mine. When we take as much as we want. But when we give very less. We say, oh, why should I give so much salt? Already there's so much salt in the ocean. So we say, oh, Prabhu, Kripadrishti Vishati, Deenam Matanu. I'm very Deeni in a kinchan. If you give anyone some wealth, then you become proud. Then he thinks this wealth is mine. No, I should spend my money accordingly. If I lose all my money, then I'll do bhiksha. But you don't have that faith that all the Prabhu has given you today, will he not give you tomorrow also? Parents have looked after you, they're looking after you since your birth. They look after you, you don't have so much faith. We have forgotten that Krishna is our maintainer, our protector. Therefore, one day Yudhishthir, he told Krishna, Lord Krishna, I'm going to perform this Ajsuyatya, this fire sacrifice. Why? So that Yudhishthira can become more proud that he's performing this lavish sacrifice. No. Saying, oh Prabhu, Isyanugrami Harishetad Dhanai Sanai. That person whom you bestow on mercy, you take away all his health, wealth, family, you take everything away from him. As long as you don't make him a street beggar, then you will not rest. Whatever he has, you will take everything away from him. One day, Krishna, he took Arjuna and he said, let's go. Let's go have darshan of the bhaktas. Arjuna said, oh, there's a bigger devotee than me. And he said, alright. And Krishna said, oh, you're my greatest devotee. Alright. Then let's go. I have darshan of the bhaktas. And then he said, oh, Arjun said, Krishna, Prabhu, you don't think of me as your own. Is there a devotee greater than me? And Krishna said, alright, you come with me. Then Krishna told Arjuna, bring me something in this world which has been rejected by everyone. Which is repulsive. to everyone. Bring something like that to me. And he went looking everywhere in this world, but he could not find anything. He could not find anything which has been rejected by everyone. Then Arjuna thought, okay, I'll bring some stool, which has been rejected by everyone. No one looks at stool. Then as Arjuna was about to take that stool away, the stool started speaking. Saying, hey, why are you touching me? So Arjuna thought, no, this has been rejected by everyone. And Arjuna said, am I repulsive? Or are you repulsive? When I was in the fridge, I was very tasty. I was very nice, I was very delicious. I was rasgulla, malpua, fruits. My syrup was so nice. But because I was sitting with people like you, just see now, how I've become now. So disgusting. So are you, am I wicked? Am I disgusting or are you disgusting? My syrup was so nice. Looked like a beautiful apple, mango, balusai, rapadi. But look at, let's see what you have done to me. Because of your association, see how I've become now. Now I've been thrown, I've been rejected by everyone. So you are the one who's responsible. Then Arjuna put his hands on his head and he said, now what can I do? Now everyone, now I realize I'm dirty now. Then he told Krishna, I'm not a devotee, why? You told me to bring something which is which has been rejected by everyone, but I see that there's nothing which is who's more despicable than me. I'm fit to be despised by everyone. So Yudhishthira was requesting Krishna again and again, please let me perform this Ratsuyagya. Why? Because whatever I do is only to increase your fame, your respect. It's only for you, not for me. Because everyone says that you make all your devotees possessionless. You make them very poor, destitute. So this way they were thinking. Everyone thinks that Krishna's devotees are poor, poor, they have nothing. So Yudhishthira said, I want to prove to them that Krishna's devotees are not like this. Then again he got him, saying, Arjun, come here. He said, Arjuna, let's go for the darshan of the bhaktas. This time Arjuna said, surely I will go now. If a wicked person like me can have darshan of the bhaktas, and if I can make my life successful, become a pure devotee, then take me along. Krishna said, alright. So then he crossed many fields and then he went and entered inside the forest. So there he saw one very emaciated lady, a very frail lady. Her clothes were torn. And Arjuna, he went to her early in the morning. This old lady, she saw Arjuna. Then she offered this prayer. Taya Govinda, Govindaya Namo Namaha. That whoever you are, I offer my pranams to you. Arjuna, no one comes to my house, my kutir, my cottage, my hut. So now kindly be seated here. If I can render some service to you, my life will be successful. So she seated both of them. And there she saw nearby, there was a cow, which had also become very emaciated. Only flesh and bones were seen. And then when they milked that cow, anyhow she got like a cup full of milk. Because in the forest sometimes when it's very hot, then the vegetation is very scanty. Then what will the cow feed on? And the cow had become old, lady had become old, so how can the cow possibly give milk? But still somehow she got some milk. She boiled the milk. She had no sugar, no sweetener, nothing. So what did she do? No batasa means like sweeteners. She had no milk sweeteners, no sugar, nothing. So anyhow she went to the forest, she bought some leaves, and then she made a bowl out of it, and she put some milk inside. Then Krishna said, Arjuna, look at my devotees, how they are. And Arjuna started dancing. This lady had nothing, but still she gave us this. This milk is nectarian, so tasty. Never drunk milk like this ever in my life. So then Bhavani became very happy. Then he started walking. And then the lady, she offered her pranams. And she said, oh, both of you are guests. Both of you are the Swarup of Sri Bhagwan. Because guests are to be respected as such. So kindly stay. Then Krishna said, you don't have anyone. Then she said, oh, Bhagwan has taken my husband, my son, everything. I have nothing in my life. Now only I'm just wandering around carrying this body of bones. Thinking, when will Bhagwan bestow his mercy upon me? Then he said, listen, I'll give a blessing to you. And she said, yes, kindly give me this blessing. Then who orders this blessing? And she said, this cow, may this cow die immediately. And this lady said, what kind of blessing is Krishna giving? I gave some milk and now he's saying, may this milk die, may this cow die immediately. I only have this cow now and he's saying, may this cow die also immediately. So this is anything or anyone thinking if and all of that person. Now she's thinking, I have this cow. Anyhow, I'll get some milk from this cow. She still depends on this cow. Thinking, oh, this cow will look after me. But she doesn't realize that Krishna has given me birth. He will look after me in every respect. We don't have this faith. So a little attachment she has. So then take this attachment away. Then the cow died. And then the lady, she said, oh, both of you are my guests. So whatever blessing you give, I gladly accept. And what Krishna do? Not just a chariot from Golok Vrindavan, but Krishna himself called all his associates. And they took that lady in her sarup. And then she became a very youthful young woman. And then sent her to Vraj. She'll be eternally present, serving the cows of Nanda and Yashoda. She'll become like a mother of Krishna. And then this way, she's always under the shelter of Mother Yashoda. This lady said, oh, who are you? I called so many people to take me away. And then she lost. She left her body made of 5 melons behind. And then she started going, ascending to Golok Vrindavan. She said, oh, Golok Vihari Shri is taking me away to Zabor. This way, lady, whatever little attachment she had was taken away also. Ratan Thakur has said, engage lust in the service of Krishna. And then anger should show towards those who are against the devotees. And moha should show when you don't achieve your goal. And they say, engage everything in Krishna's seva. Those who especially opposed to devotees, then you become angry towards them, not angry towards anyone else, like how Hanuman was. But if you don't have that samartha, if you don't have that ability, then with your clothes on, go bathe in the river and remember Krishna. If you can be like Hanuman, then you can fight. Or else, you should cut his tongue. How? By cutting his arguments. But if you ever associate such people, then we should fast the whole day and bathe in the river. So say, how will Prabhu bestow his mercy? Don't think that, oh, I'll become very wealthy, this is Bhagwan's mercy, because then you'll forget Krishna. If you get this Rajgaddi, position of a king, then will you remember Krishna? Once Navadvip Dham Parikrama was going on, so someone asked Gurudev. Gurudev, he called someone. He said, who's doing everything? Then I said, oh, this is, he asked me. He said, oh, this is all your work. How can I answer? They said, don't think you're doing. This my Guru Maharaj, Nityanand Prabhu, they are doing everything. Don't think you're doing. Or else if you think you're the doer, then this is not proper. Then no one will be able to save you. And they have engaged me. They have engaged all of us to make our lives successful. They have given us shelter. And they say they are looking after us. So they say, will also be protected under their umbrella, or else Abhiman, this false ego, is a cause of one's ruin. So I said, Prabhu, please bestow your mercy, but not such mercy that I'll forget you. Yudhishthira asked Krishna, Prabhu, you've shown me everything. You made me wealthy. You have made such a nice kingdom for me. But now what did Krishna do? He made him gamble. And then while gambling, he lost everything. His wife, his five brothers, he lost his kingdom, he lost everything while gambling with the Kauravas. Just see what wealth can make one do. If one gets wealth, see how one's intelligence is defeated. What happened? He bet on his brothers, he bet on his wife, he bet on everyone. So he gambled everyone away. And then just see, although Draupadi was impure at that time, still Dushasan grabbed her by the hair and tried to put her on the lap of Duryodhan. The assembly where her guru, where in-laws were, superiors still, just see how she was humiliated. Just see how Bhagwan's bhaktas, how this attachment is taken away, everything. Because a person thinks he's my brother, he's my daughter-in-law, he's my son-in-law. And Draupadi had five husbands, but still, just see Krishna, he didn't show anything. He didn't see whose husband, whose grandson, whose son, whose in-law, nothing. In this way he took everything away. Bhishma Pitama, he was Bal Brahmachari. But could he do anything? Dronacharya, Kripacharya, they didn't say anything. Why didn't Bhishma say anything? He knew that she's Krishna's devotee. Krishna himself will appear. Else the others did. Draupadi, she took some water and she said, I'm not ordinary. I'm man. Draupadi and Drupad, this brother and sister, they manifested together. She said, no, I'll destroy the entire dynasty, curse them, burn them to ashes. She said, oh, this will also not do. And then she lost. And she had no other option. She was handing on to her cloth bare hands. And then she held them on by the end of her teeth. But Dushasan was very powerful. And then she lost everything. Then she... Oh, Govinda, if you wish, then you can save me. If you wish to protect me, protect me. If you wish to kill me, kill me. You can do as you desire. Why? This dynasty will be ruined. Because she appeared from the fire sacrifice. She was fully competent. She said, oh, anyhow, please spare my sons. Rim Gandhari, she told Duryodhan, oh, you want to see your sister-in-law naked? Then you can make me also naked. Because sister-in-law is like your mother. And so shameless, I have no relationship with you. At the time when Duryodhan came to ask for blessings, when he was going for war, Gandhari didn't even bless him. She said, oh, go away, I don't want to see your face. She was staying always with Kunti. And then, after some time, she said, let's go, where? So Krishna, he told Arjun, let's go to the forest. Then Krishna told Arjuna, bring some water for me. I'm very thirsty. Then Arjuna, even he saw there was an ashram there. There was one person who had matted locks, wearing kopin, and he was very effulgent. Because of his sadhan, austerities, because of performing, observing celibacy, brahmacharya, he was very effulgent. So he had one big sword, and he had like bow and arrows, and he was sharpening his sword. He also getting his bow and arrows ready. So Arjuna, he asked, are you a sadhu? Sadhus are always absorbed in Bhagavan's bhajan. Why do you need these weapons like a sword, bow and arrows? And he said, Who are you? He said, just be quiet. He said, and Arjuna was shaking, he was trembling. This sword, these bow and arrows, therefore, for Arjun, why? I'll kill Arjun immediately. And then I'll take the sword and cut Draupadi's head off. And Arjuna was thinking, what is he saying? And Arjuna was very terrified. Krishna, he came looking for Arjuna, and Arjuna, he was very silent. There was a sadhu with his weapons. And Krishna asked him, oh Maharaj, what did he do? He said, Krishna said, I'm very thirsty, so I sent him here. But you made him your disciple. And he said, who are you? And he said, I'm a friend of this person. Why is this person terrified? Because he asked me, why do you have these weapons? And he said, this is for Arjuna and Draupadi. And why did he ask me? Who is he to even ask? Then I gave him the answer. Because his bow and arrows, I'll kill him. Even Bhagavan cannot save him. And this sword is for Draupadi. Why? What did Draupadi do? What is their mistake? So he said, Arjun, Draupadi, you see, when a person is born, he's only naked. And why did she make Krishna so unhappy? Krishna had to cover up, he had to become a sari, just to cover a naked body. Already the soul is already naked. So then why cover this naked body with another cloth? And this way there was a big pile of cloth. So she troubled Krishna so much, by crying out to him for help. And then Arjuna, he would tell Krishna, feed some grass to my horses, massage the horses' legs. See, Parabrahma, Paratpar, Parameshwar, Bhagavan himself, he has made him his servant. I'll never let this Arjuna live. How can he make Krishna his servant? He's troubled my Prabhu so much. Is he a bhakta? He's saying he's a bhakta. How is he a bhakta? He's so proud, very atheistic. And then Arjuna was very scared. Krishna was smiling. So say the bhaktas, Krishna himself is showing how his bhaktas are. So if you trouble the bhaktas, then it's very, you should be very, Krishna knows how to operate on them. Saying, oh, you've become very proud now. Alright. Then Krishna says, if I speak out false, then you will not tolerate. But bhaktas can never tolerate Krishna undergoing any difficulty. If anyone would have done this to Ram, if anyone would have made Ram become the charioteer of one's chariot or massage the horses, then Hanuman would have taken his club and beaten him very badly. Therefore Hanuman, he never comes to Braj. Say, how can Yashoda catch Krishna's ear, twist his ears? How can these sakhas wrestle with him, push him on the ground, drag him on the floor? Hanuman said, I cannot see this. I'll not go there. Yeah, go to Vraj. So this way, Arjuna, now he's realizing what his faults are. Oh, I've committed so many mistakes. And my Prabhu suffers so much.
So we're doing bhajan, we're doing mala, but day and night we have so many desires. Oh, may I have this position, may I have wealth. Dhanam dehi, jisho dehi, putram dehi, bhajam dehi. We only have this desire. So how are we doing bhajan? Therefore, one only chance for these material desires, for the fulfillment of those material desires, then how is he chanting? Properly. He's thinking, oh, he's my enemy, he should be destroyed. Oh, how can I be worshipped by everyone? I should be worshipped even more than Bhagavan. I am only Bhagavan. Bhagavan is nothing in front of me. Bhagavan cannot speak. I'll speak on behalf of Bhagavan. Am I less than Bhagavan? I'm bigger Bhagavan. This is Chota Bhagavan, small. So Prabhu, don't bestow such mercy upon me. Don't make me wealthy like this. Therefore, Kripa Drishti Vrishyati Deenam Batanu. Make one Deeni Nakinchan. So what is the ultimate symptom? One is not fully surrendered, that he doesn't realize that everything is Prabhu's. Whatever I have, everything is for Prabhu. One should not divide even one moment. Then this is proper Sharanagati. One who follows these sixfold limbs of surrender, then Nandanandan will listen to your prayers, Krishna. As long as you're not surrendered, why will Krishna listen to your prayers? Kuljasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vajanam rakshati vishvasya vabdadevananam tatha manikshepa karpanye sarvedha sharanagati. He said you should follow. Only when you're surrendered, then you'll be akinchan. Then you'll surrender yourself. Because once you've surrendered yourself, then nothing else remains. Do you not have to make Prabhu? Or else, do you wish to make Prabhu your servant? Or do you wish to become his servant? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always recite this shloka, where he said, oh Prabhu, life after life, I only have one desire. What is that? That I can be the servant of a servant of a servant. That Vritya Vritya Paricharka Vrityasya Vritya. That, oh Lokanath, I only wish to be the servant of the servant of a servant. In this Mukund Mala Stotra also, Kulashekar, he has uttered this verse. How he is glorified in Bhagavan. Thousands of shlokas. Once Raja Bhartrihari, Gurudev used to speak this story. Raja Bhartrihari was a great devotee. He would do all the sevas himself. He would do all stavastutis, everything himself. He would do everything. One day, he was doing stuti of Bhagavan. The very beautiful prostitute. So very beautiful. So then this lady, one day she came. And she gave him a very priceless necklace. This necklace was made of invaluable gems and rubies. She said, oh Maharaj, everyone, they serve me because of my beauty. They gave me this necklace, but this is yours, she said, because she was especially fond of him. The king said, all right, and he said, all right, and he sent her away. He said, you have not respected the king. You actually have respected Bhagavan himself. Because whatever I get, I give to Bhagavan, I give to Prabhu, engage in his seva. And then he came and he gave it to his wife. And the queen, she became very happy. And then she wore it. And the king was happy also. And then he started. And then he had to go perform his kingly duties. And again the necklace was returned to the king. And the king said, how did this king end up in my hands again? I gave this to my queen. Then she said, oh, this is a secret. If I tell you, then you'll kill me. She said, tell me the truth, I will not tell anyone. Then he said, oh, your queen gave this necklace to a general. And your general, he likes me very much, the prostitute said. So he gave me the necklace. Then the king called his general. Oh, you know this necklace, who it belongs to? And he had the knife, he had the sword in hand. And he said, oh, your wife, she gave this to me. So you can kill me, but at least spare the lives of others. You kill me, no harm. So I'll not kill you. I want to know who gave you this necklace. Saying, oh, your queen, she loves me very much, so she gave this to me. When she called the queen, see, the queen didn't love her husband, she loved the general. The general loved the prostitute, and the prostitute loved the king. In this way, life came to full circle. So who can you love in this world? Who can you trust in this world? Brother himself spoke the story. Bhartrihari, he saw all this, he renounced everything. Said, I don't want to do anything with this kingdom anymore. Then he wrote this Bhartrihari Shatak. Means the Shatak means 100 verses. Mohakutar. Shankaracharya, he wrote these 100 verses. Means to get rid of this illusion, Moha. So here also he has glorified Bhagwan, these 100 verses, saying, oh Bhagwan, I left you. And here I'm become attached to all these people who are going to send me to hell. Why have I lost myself in this well, blind well, ignorance? So even if Prabhu gives worldly things, respect, adoration, fame, then still we are so unfortunate. But we cannot possibly engage everything in Prabhu's seva. Gurudev used to say, once I used to go on Bhiksha to the temple. I had to go every day. Because without Bhiksha, all our temple run. And also, Gurudev used to say, all the Brahmacharis should go on Bhiksha. Or else, if without feeding Guru one eats, then his mantras will never bear fruit. Because if you chant your Guru Mantra without doing Bhiksha, then you'll not have any Kalyan. So we go on Bhiksha. So one day, someone brought me a big shaligram. So I given the shaligram in Bhiksha. Then I was saying, how can the shaligram be so heavy? Then I took the shaligram, put it in my bag. And then I was thinking, oh, today I got atta, I got so many things, why is this so heavy, I was thinking. So then, Gurudev used to wait for us until the afternoon. He would see how much Bhiksha we bought, we'd give whatever little money we'd collected. And then Gurudev would see whatever Bhiksha we'd collected, then he'd go inside. And then I gave the shaligram also to Gurudev. Then Gurudev opened, and there he said, this is not shaligram. What is this? This is a huge piece of gold. Who's giving you this? In Dampier, I went to one house, they gave me this. He said, take this and give it back. In Holy Gate, there was one disciple. Just give it to that person. Don't keep this here. This piece of gold is like death. Huge piece of gold. And then when I gave this to one person, this person said, oh Guruji, who bought this here? Oh, Gurudev has sent this here. Where did you bring this from? And then he said, I told him, in the evening you speak to Gurudev, he'd come every day for darshan. Then Gurudev said, that time Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math was being built. This is a Dharmashala, is 300 years old. So Gurudev said, I have to build this temple. So sell this gold away, and then this will be used to build the temple. So see, Thakurji, he is arranging everything. He gives, but he also takes. He knows how to examine. No one eyes have seen so many things. And now, see, Where is Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math? Where is Giridhari Gaudiya Math? Where is Durvasa? Where is Dauji? Where is the Jagannath Puri temple? Where is the Kolkata temple? Once when Giridhari Gaudiya Math was being built, anyhow this land was used. Then Gurudev, he told Sajjan Maharaj, Maharaj, you give me 1 crore rupees. So Sajjan Maharaj said, all right, I'll give you. But he didn't know what was 1 crore. He said, I'll give you 1 crore, but he didn't know what was 1 crore in American dollars. Then he found out $100,000. 100,000 is, he thought 1 crore means 1 lakh rupees. But 100 lakhs is 1 crore. This he didn't know. And Gurudev said, all right, now you give me 100 lakhs. Then he didn't have anything. Then he sold his house away, his land, his car. He sold everything. He sold everything away. But still he didn't have 1 crore. Like Vishwamitra took everything away from Harishchandra. He didn't have anything. Then his name is also Sajjan. Before, his name was Krishna Bhajan. Swamiji, Swami Maharaj had given this name, Krishna Bhajan. So when he would come to me, I'd say, you're not Krishna Bhajan. You are Radha Bhajan. You say, your name is Radha Bhajan. Then he said, no, Gurudev has given me the name Krishna Bhajan. Then when you're Radha Bhajan, then Radharani will save you. Also, will Krishna save you? And say, your name is Radha Bhajan. And then when Gurudev gave him sannyas, then he gave him this name, Sajjan Maharaj. But he took everything away. Nothing was left. No, just see, he's sitting here now. So humble, meek, nothing he has now. Positionless. See here, when he was in Anandham, during Guru Purnima, when there was a big festival going on, that time Maharaj, he had one bucket of prasad. He was distributing. There was one brahmachari, very proud. Then he gave 2-3 slaps to Maharaj. He took the bucket away from him. And he pushed him away. And see how tolerant he was. See how Krishna examines. He is a sannyasi, he is a Maharaj. And one brahmachari took his bucket away. He was beating him so much. And then he sent him away. And we were there, what would we do? He's staying with Guru. Let's see if you can give the same response like him. But he didn't say even one word. Even now he's not saying. This I am saying. Before Bhagavan, he examines so much. He tests so much. That really, does he love me in this way? Or else how will Guru Seva be rendered? Bhagavad Seva will not be had this way. He says, Moha Mamta everywhere, Ashakti, then we'll be. How will we get mukti? Then we'll get entangled there. What is mukti? Mukti means to be engaged in Krishna's seva. This is Sarupa Mukti. Therefore, beg for mercy from Krishna. But don't beg for such mercy that forever we'll be deprived. That we'll be far away from Prabhu's feet. So now the Gurudev was telling me once that, oh, if I'm your Guru, then why are you so entangled? Do you come even once and you keep telling me that do you drink at least 1 glass of water? Saying, oh Maharaj, have you come and asked me, do you need some water? Do you have any time? Or else? Sometimes I'd go massage him, give him some prasad in the morning. We'd go in the night, in the afternoon. Now became so engaged. From beginning, from morning 4 until 11 in the night. So busy. Those who are with me, they have seen no time to even eat or drink. Sometimes we don't time to even eat or drink something. Someone would give us something, then we need to drink. But what is the use of being so busy? If you have no relation with Guru, then what kind of duty is this? What is the meaning of this? Then I realized, oh, what am I doing? Then give this responsibility to anyone else and don't be so far away from me. But no one is there to take responsibility. Gurudev told me, yo, don't think you're doing everything alone. So I was, he called everyone. And I was saying, who? No one listens to me. Who can I call? I was like, oh, I'm a sannyasi, I'm brahmachari, I'm senior. Why should I do all these things to wash pots? To unload from the truck? Who'll do all these things? Saying no. What do you do? First, you remember Guru Varga, Nityanand Prabhu. Nityanand Prabhu himself will arrange everything. Then so many people will be sent by Nityananda. Don't take any tension. If you think you will do everything, then you will die. Don't have this pride, this conception that I am the doer. Don't have this conception. Therefore, when you're going to ask mercy from Bhagwan, you should do so in a very... this way should pray to Krishna as Vanchakalpataru, as wish fulfilling tree. So when you ask for mercy from Bhagwan, you should do so in a very intelligent way. Krishna said that the sadhu is Deenavatsal. He is especially loving towards those who are very deen, distressed. He'll only give what you need, not what you want. Anyhow, this person should be benefited. So Bhagwan is causelessly merciful. He knows how to benefit us. Therefore, what can we possibly ask from Bhagwan? Mamagyam eda akshidrishya. He is saying agya, that my eyes cannot see you. Mamagyam eda akshidrishya. That although I am living in this world, still I am like a walking corpse. Oh Prabhu, as long as you don't cast a sidelong glance upon me, then who will deliver me? Because I have no intelligence. What I should ask for, what I should not ask for. Prabhu, Damodar, kindly accept me. I cannot bind you, but you bind me so that I don't run away. I don't run far away from you. See, person, he goes house to house, says, Adisham, rings the bell, saying, give me some bhiksha. Or else they will not open the door. Then he says, he's doing Bhagwan's Nam Kirtan. Then they give little wheat flour atta. Some give, some don't give. Some Babaji, he comes to ask bhiksha. And he's knocking on the door. They say, why are you knocking on the door? And then they have a big dog. They let the dog attack him. Then again he comes. Anyhow, he escapes from the dog. Again he comes. Again they abuse him. They took a big stone and threw it at him. Then he takes the stone. Then he leaves. Then again he comes and he says, why have you come here again? So what can I do? First, you sent this dog on me. Then you threw the stone at me. Now you will give me something else now. You have something at least. If you're giving me all these things, then at least something you'll give me. I'm Babaji. My duty is to ask. Is to beg. So whatever you give me, I'll take. Now you gave me a dog. Now you gave me this rock. So now give me something else. Then they said, what will you give today? And then today I'm going to beat you, he said. Okay, give me this also then. Whatever you have, you give to me, he said. And then one day, then again he went to ask. And there, the householders, they're very happy with him. See how humble he was, tolerant. Then they gave him 4 laddus. Then they stole laddus. So let's say this Babaji used to come for bhiksha. What would he do? He'd take this laddus and he put it in his ashram. At that time, this boy from that house, he would go to this Babaji's ashram. And then he got nice educated. He started earning a lot of money. Then he thought, I'll come to Babaji's ashram for pranams and go. Then this Babaji said, oh, I used to go to your house. Your mother gave me these laddus. She gave me 4 laddus. So if you want to eat something here, take this laddu your mother has given me. And he gave 2 laddus to this boy. When he ate these 2 laddus, then he fell unconscious on the ground. Then he was foaming at his mouth. He was vomiting. No, he was dying. So then they sent word to his house that, yo, your son came here, I gave him these two laddus that you gave, and now he's fallen unconscious on the ground. Now he's about to die. And called the doctor. Then the doctor said, what did you feed him? He said, these laddus. Who gave these laddus? His mother gave these laddus. He gave him two laddus, and he didn't die. Anyhow, I saved him. Give me those two other laddus. There, these two laddus are filled with so much poison, so this Babaji would die. Because they're thinking, this Baba, he's stealing my son away. So angry that they release his dog on him, they just throw rocks at him, and again, these poison filled laddus. But just see, her own son, she dug her own grave. She thought she'll dig the grave for the Baba, but she dug the grave for her own self. And you see, will you get flowers from a thorny bush? What will you get from a thorny bush? And this way, you just see, her son almost died. And therefore, if you're being a hypocrite, then how can you cheat others? For how long will you cheat others? See, Krishna has big eyes. He has large eyes. He can see everything. Ramanujacharya, when he went on Bhiksha, Ramanujacharya, he became so famous that the priest of the temple, everyone had to bow down to him. Why? Because sadhu cannot tolerate anyone's mistake. And even immediately sees a mistake, he'll point it out. But he's not anyone's servant. He says if he's doing something bad, if I don't point out that mistake, then you'll also fall away, and you'll make others also fall away. Life after life. So I have to say something, speak it out. But people cannot tolerate. That is the problem. So Brahmins are thinking, Ramanujacharya is going to do Madhukari. So the Brahmin told his wife that Ramanujacharya is going to come today with all his disciples. So you mix some poison in some rice. And when they eat this rice, immediately he'll die. And he'll never come to our house again. How much bhiksha can we possibly give him? Every time he's speaking out of all, he's insulting us. How much can we tolerate? Kill him. And so the Brahmini became very sad, saying, how can I kill a sannyasi, Brahmin sannyasi especially? He's the acharya, thousands of disciples, he's the guru. How can I feed him this poison? Then anyhow, she took this plate of rice. Then she told Ramanujacharya, I'm giving you this bhiksha. But first you feed some to the dog, and then you take. And then Ramanujacharya took that bhiksha, and then he went on the way, took a little, left some dogs behind. The Babaji gave something. He took some rice and he put it inside on the road. The dog immediately left its body, died immediately. Then Nath Muni, he was the Param Guru of Ramanujacharya. He was the Guru of Yamunacharya. And Yamunacharya also was in Nithili Nithidam. Then Srinath Muni, Yamunacharya, all the alvars, they manifested. They said, oh Ramanuj, this is Kali Yuga. Don't need this bhiksha anna. You have sevaks. The sevaks, they'll cook. They'll offer bhoga. This you will honor. This Mahasad. Don't eat this bhiksha anna. Don't do madhukari from today. Where the sevaks? Lakshman Desik. Ramanujacharya's name before was Lakshman Desik. And then Govinda was his nephew. Was his cousin actually. And then he had many other disciples also. And since then he never took Madhukari. But then he went to Chol Raja, who was a devotee of Shivji. And then there, his ministers told him, oh, Ramanujacharya is devotee of Vishnu, always insulting the devotees of Shiva. So defeat him in argument, in debate. So the Chol Raja, he was Shaivite. So he called Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya didn't go. He sent his disciple, Kuresh. Kuresh said, Guruji, I'll go. Look at the Danda of Ramanujacharya, dressed as Ramanujacharya, and he went. And then what happened? What did Kuresh do? Kuresh started debating with them, defeated them. And all the people, Brahmins, start clapping their hands. And what did they do? They gouged his eyes out and threw him off the cliff, saying, fall to your death. But still he didn't die. But then they removed his eyes out, and Ramanacharya was coming on the way. He heard, in that village they've done this. And he came to the village to preach. In the village of the Shaivite king. And Brahmarakshas caught this daughter of this king. Then Shaiva Guru Yadavacharya, he was called by this king. Then, oh Gurudev, this Brahmarakshas has caught my daughter. So when the king was brought there, and he said, oh, Yadav Prakash is a Mayavadi. Before he was a eagle. He was an eagle. I'll kill this Yadav Prakash immediately. Then the Brahmarakshas anyhow tried attacking him. And when he was chanting this Gayatri Mantra, then what happened? Anyhow, he fell off. He fell away. This Brahmarakshasi, she attacked him. So was Ramanacharya. Saying, oh, give me this Chanamrita, Ramanacharya, immediately I'll leave. Saying, oh, Ramanacharya, he has. In this way, Ramanacharya gave Chanamrita to this lady and she was delivered. So then, Kuresh, he came to his guru and then he embraced his guru, touched his feet. Guru said, took your eyes out. Then he had Divya Netra, transcendental eyes. Then he got his eyesight back, divine vision. So this is Kali Yuga. So there are so many people who have so much jealousy towards Ina. One who does sadhana bhajan. But what can they possibly do? How can they harm him? Can they do anything to harm him? Therefore, have this faith towards Bhagavan. Bhagavan can do, he can do what that is impossible, he can render that possible. He can make that which is impossible possible. But don't make Krishna sad for your boga. Even if you cannot do anything, don't make him undergo any difficulty. No matter what happens. Anyhow, because he is Gopal, he is a small boy, why should you trouble him? Small child. And Braj, no one troubles him. Now we'll listen tomorrow.